When Simon Kuf Chof Ches, in the middle of Sif Aleph, let's again see the lotion of the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. Ein Nesiyas Kapayim Bepochis Mehasore Vakahanim Mehaminyin. Has to be a minion by Nesiyas Kapayim. Now the Ramo says, Ve'ein Lezor Lisa Kapo, a Yisrael is not permitted to Duchin, Afilu im kehanim acherim. Afilu, he is duchening together with other kehanim. It is still osa. We will try to explain what the chiddush is that he's duchening together with other kehanim. The perek beis deksubis, the zor oiver ba'asei. So now the Ramo is continuing. In the second perek of Ksubis, it says that if a Yisrael duchens is over ba'asei. The Tosfos perek called Kisvi lo yoda ri ma isa yesh bezor ha'ila. And the Ri says in Masechet Shabbos, he does not know what isa a zor could be over. So there's a big problem with this Ri, the Balei Tosfos. There in Masechet Shabbos, Rabbi Yosef says that if my chaverim will tell me to duchen, I'll duchen. So Tosfos says, what's the chiddush? Why shouldn't he duchen? What's wrong with that? The Ri lo yoda ma isa yesh bezor. So we have here a Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos that says he doesn't know what the chiddush is that Rabbi Yosef said he would duchen if his chaverim told him to duchen. Why not? What's the problem? And the Evshel, and we have a problem. There's a Gemara Masechtas Ksubis says that Yisrael is over an asay if he duchens Kaiser Baruch Hu Yidden should daven and not Kaiser Baruch Hu Kain should give a bracha and not Yisrael should give a bracha. The Evshel, so the Daki Moshe is saying, so we have here a problem. He has a Gemara Masechtas Ksubis that says there's an Isser Asay for a Yisrael to give to Asay Bichas Kayyidim. And Taishwiz Masech the Shabbat says, I don't know what the problem could be. That is, maybe problems, he makes a bracha of Atol, he says a Shekit Shoma. But what Taishwiz, it seems, is not aware of the Gemara Masech the Ksubis. So the Gemara says, maybe the Gemara Masech the Ksubis is speaking about if he duchens himself. Then there's an Isser D'Oraisa. But if he duchens with other Kahanim, then there's no Isser D'Oraisa. We'll explain this soon. And that's Pshat and Tosfos. So it could be there won't be an Isser to duchen with other Kahanim, but Al Kaponim, you're not allowed to make a bruch. Now let us see the Mishnah Berura. Afilu ve'ein lezor lisa kapov, afilu im kahanem acherim, you shouldn't duchen with other kahanem. Brotz aloyma, afilu im neima, afilu we will assume the essay, ein eiva hazog shemavorchim kahanem. That's the chiddush. That means if Tosfos, it seems understood that if you duchen with other kahanem, you so duchen with other kahanem, there's no isa. Tamiyat atem v'lo yizorim urak shemavorch levadai. Afilohochi al kaponim also mishum habroche, but that tzicha also for a Yisrael who's duchening with other kahanim, there could be there's no problem in the duchening yivarechacha yoel, but there's a problem. We shouldn't make a broche. Mishum habroche betchil asher kitchon v'avol levatol. That's a broche levatol because the biches hamitzvahs was only set for kahanim. The kahanim seems seter levoreches Yisrael. So that's the Ivre and what Tosfos and what the Ramah is saying. The Ein Lizor Lisa Kapo Afilu Im Kahanim Acherim. And Afilu we will assume there's no Israel, but he's not allowed to make a bracha l'matola. And then the Hey goes on. La Yodori Ma Israel Yesh Bezor Im Lay Mishum Bracha l'matola. So Kahanim Tzim Satei Ramah Es Yisrael. So this is a Tosfos. ואפשר דאים רצולי ובזה כלומר הרי דאי נאיבה בעשי that's what הרי says בעשי נאיבה רק משמיץ הברוך לבטל so על כפונים the Ramo is bringing down there's an Isser and he says when Tosfos could be Tosfos holds the whole Isser of a Zohar giving a broch is only if he gives the broch himself then there's an issue. And that, well, yes, we spoke about the Birolach, if how can the father bench his children, Leil Shabbos, that's a problem. To give a bracha of this nisa, only a kohen can give a bracha. But with other kahanim, it could be there's no issa. The dinei skim achayim dein lechalik, but there's no difference. I feel with other kahanim, there's also an issa. B'chol gavni oiva basay. Now, I just want to say for 1 minute, what about the such a sheet in the document says is that with other kahanim, there's no Isser of Kaisavorchu. There's no Isser Asay, Achayinam Achayinam Kandah. But what kind of Sfora is this? So the Chassam Sofer says, a beautiful Yesod. He says, we learn in Hilchus Lulav, there's a certain amount of Hadassim a person is supposed to take. 3 Hadassim. What if a person wants to beautify his Netilus Lulav, he puts 10 Hadassim. The extra 7, he's not doing it for mitzvahs others, but it looks nice that there's a lot of hadassim. So he says, so there's what there's no baltaisif. I want to be yaitzah with 3 hadassim. Why I'm being moisif another 7? It should look nice. So if I'm doing it not l'shem mitzvah, no, l'shem zakei livaveyu, it should beautify the netilah, there's no issa whatsoever. Zaktacham Seifer, a Muradikavot. He says, let's just be Megashim a little bit. We have 2 Kahanim that are Duchanim. They can't carry a tune. They don't have a loud voice. So there's a 5 Yisraelim coming in. We'll Duchan together with them. They'll be such a Duchanim they never heard in the world. That's a Nigun and a Dos. So they're going there. Al-Faroivam Hadras Melech. Not we want the Duchan. Not we want it. But the bench claw yourself. We want to enhance the duchenin of the kahanim. So Taisha says, if the whole reason, so if you go up, there's no koyin there, so your whole sole purpose of going up is to bench the Yisraelim. Achildik, you're not a bencher. A koyin can bench, you can't bench. So memele, so al-kuponim b'chaz koyinim zichana. So it is an issa to say. But if I want to go up to help the kahanim which are there already, so then there's a svore that the document would say, Taisha held, there's no issa whatsoever. Except if you make a bracha, that'll be a problem. When the kahanim thinks that with this, they don't hold with the svore. So there's 2 kahanim that can't think that you come up and you're going to do it with them, you're even an issa de reis of kaisa mochum. Siv beis. Kol koyin shein b'yechad mehadvorim ha-ma'akvim. That means there are certain things which, because if a koyin possesses these things, he's not permitted to do it. Kol koyin shein b'yechad mehadvorim ha-ma'akvim. Imein oyla leduchim. And he's not oyla leduchim. Afo pishabitl mitzvahs asay achas. He was mevatl 1 mitzvahs asay. Arezek oyver. That means in Yisod he's over 1 mitzvah sasei, but it's ke'over, that means this mitzvah sasei is enhanced by another 2 in your name, what it says in the posik. So it's ke'ilo he's over on 3 mitzvah sasei if he doesn't duchen when he's supposed to duchen. Zot the mishnah brura shein bo yechad ki lekam be mesimin ze mevur har beit dvorim amakvim lekein la'olus haduchim. Yesh mem shein b'dereisa lekam b'poisim, yesh mem shein lekulam b'vita rabonim. Fine. Ki oiva b'sholish. V'hu, what are the kisholish? Koi sevoch. That's a real mitzvah to say. And then in this mitzvah to say, it says, protim emor lahem b'somo eshmi. So memela, so these are protim in the mitzvahs asay. Umikomba kemika asay ena la'achas. Pukai sevochu shnama b'loshin sivi lebroch. Fine. Okay, so now we're going to say if a kohen doesn't duchen, he's over on a mitzvahs asay deraisa, in ke over on another 2 mitzvahs asay. Kosvo apois kim nesiyas kapayim ein doiche le'yisel tum. Now, if there's a mitzvah of duchenin, which is a mitzvah deraisa, and there is a tomei, so it's not toiche. Patam ki yesh bo asay v'lois asay. That means in tumis koyanim, there's an asay and a lois asay. So memele, so ein asay doiche lois asay v'asay. What is the Tumas Koyinim? L'nefesh lo yitamo. That's the lav. Kedoshim yil. And yeah, so Mamela, this is a lav in an essay. V'lochein. And we have a klal. Ein essay doiche loisase the essay. So even though I have a mitzvah to say to duchin, but it's a loisa sebeese not to be metabol meis. Lulachain, therefore. Afilu meis pisein, afilu someone died suddenly, achash kvalama ashliach tzibu kayhane, the chol aleim a mitzvah to say to nesis kapayim. We learn out from the pasuk, we'll learn later, it says, amoyu lahem, so we learn out from this pasuk that the chiyuv to duchen is after they were told to duchen. Amor lahem, tell them to duchen. Then that's the kahanim that we say. Then they become mechuyev to duchen. So he says, so afilu they said about the kahanim. So was chal on them the mitzvah to duchen. Afilachi tzrichim. But now someone died suddenly, so tzrichim. Lots of his takeif. Achutzah they have to leave. Because there's no din chiyah, so there's an issa deraisa and a lav and essa of tumas koyim. So you have to tell them. Here we don't say ignorance is bliss because he's over a lav and essa. Miu. Ima tume babayis asamach labeis haknesses. What if the tume is in a different room? And let's say there are windows which open up from the Beis HaKnesses to the next room. And we have a klal, a peseich tefach, maybe it's a tumid, that if I have two rishuyas, the two different oiholas, and I have an opening the size of a tefach, so the tumah from oil base will go into oil aleph, and that's a tumah derais. So, but the evshe listem apsochim b'choloy nishol beis haknesses shabeis arba'i shemeisham. Then the din is meal. If the mace did not die in the same room with the duchening, the mace died in a different room. And there's a possibility to shut the window. Afilu noida lois, afilu he knows ein tzorech lotzeis at sheyigmer anasiyas kapayim. So that means he's in the middle of duchening and someone died, so we shut the window. Now the minute we shut the window, so in the place where he's duchening there's no tumah deraisa because habesech tefach maybe it's a tumah, we shut the window. But now we're speaking about a case that in order, they have to take the mace from Cheder B through the Beis HaKnesses in order to get out. Cheder B is an inner room. You can't leave the inner room or leave from another door. You have to go through the Beis HaKnesses. Fine. So now we have a klal midarabonon. There's a tum of safe tum of lotzeis. That means since now the mace is in Cheder Beis, but eventually, he'll have to go into Cheder Aleph. So, midarabonon, Cheder Aleph is now Tomei of the Din Tuma of Seif Tuma Lotzei. So now, let's speak about such a scenario. So now, a maze died, we shut the window. Now, what should the Kahanim do? They have a mitzvah to say, deraisa to duchen. There's only an Issa darabonon, not to duchen here, because of Seif Tuma Lotzei. So that's what he says, Miu ima tume bebayis asomach lebeis haknesses. So the tume is not in the same room. Vev shalistim apsochim b'chobin yishol beis haknesses shol beis oishol bayis hameishol. Afilu noida loy, he knows what happened, someone died, they shut the windows. In tzach lotzeis, he doesn't have to stop. Ad sheyigmer hanasiyas kapayim. Nasiyas kapayim dvar teire. This is a mitzvah min ha-teir. V'tumei kezu eine ela midarabona. So, we should zicha say that the mitzvah is doich. Omnam in noida l'koyin koydum shenota yodav lalois l'duchen. But what if the koyin found out that means I am, if I'm duchening already, so the loch is continued duchening, even though I'm in a matzav, I'm being mekabel tumei midarabona. You're doing a mitzvah d'oraisa. He says, but if before I washed my hands, the while I'm not roi teduchin yet. I have to wash my hands. And I find out that there's a tumah de rabbanan here, so then it is preferable, it doesn't say, he has to do it. Say, Yeshua, she yates, he take it. So let him go out. He shouldn't get into this blot. He didn't wash his hands yet, while he's not roi teduchin. So let's avoid this and let's go out. Now let's again see the lotion of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that there is a kain is over a mitzvah asay, which is like the Raya says, if he doesn't do him. So he says, when is he over this? One of three cases. Imhoyo bebeis haknesses. He wasn't sure. Shekoyre koyanim. They called koyanim and he wasn't sure. That means if he was outside and they told him, I once had a maise, was once walking yontev and they called out from the shul, we need a koyan. Fine. There is no chiyuv to go into the shul. If I'm in the shul, so then there's a chiyuv to duchen in the shul. So number one, if he is in the shul, shekoyre koyanim, they call koyanim, he's in the shul. Oy im amru loy lalois, or the shas is not up to koyanim, but someone comes over to him and says, "Rab koyim, please duchen." So he was told to duchen from a Yisrael. Oy lito yodov, or a lady went over to him, come wash your hands. So he heard from someone. It says in the pasuk the chiyuv. Duchenin is emor lehem. You have to tell them to duchen. So we have three oifanim of telling. Either the shatzet koyanim, which is a later time, or someone came over to him and told him to duchen, or a lady came over to him and told him, you should wash your hands now, which is also saying you should duchen. So then if he doesn't duchen, and he wasn't the shul, he's over an essay. Zot the Mishnah Berurah. Shekoyre koinim, the belav ochi einei oiver, the chsiv amoy lahem, metageminen, kadyem run loim, when they will be told, vuhu kriyas koinim shalu oimrim, finally kamei besiv kotiyot, because of a mogenav lov. One more condition which the Mechaber did not mention. Vedavke sheoka raglov ba'avoyde, Avrim loy okal raglov eine reshoi lalois uchnul kamon besiv ches. Va'avta chazen kore koinim sho omre beferish lashois eine lalois eine oive ba'asei. Now let's explain this for 1 minute. It says by the first bichas koinim, in Parsha Shmini, it says, "Vayered me'asreis achatas vayevorech esor." So we learn now from this pasuk that the bracha should be after the avoda. It should be he's in the midst of avoda or he finished avoda. Then you bench the vayered me'asreis achatas vayevorech esor. So from this Chazal learned out that birchas koinim has to be after the Bichas Avoida. He says, let's say, that's already the Bichas Avoida. And by, they said that by let's say, he has to be Oiker Raglov. That means in the midst of the Avoida, he has to be Oiker Raglov to go to the Oren Kodesh. That's when he has to be Oiker Raglov. And we ask him, if he wasn't Oiker Raglov, and he stood on this place, he's not allowed to go up. The Chazal said he has to be Oiker Raglov. What? Then from Ritzay till the end of Birchas Avoda, Shoyis Chanavit, Bepiyira. So now we'll see. So he says like this. So we just said like this. A person is in shul. And they went over to him, Boduchin, one of the three cases. And so the Mechaber says, Yo'oiver amitzvus asay deraisa. Zokt the Mogen Avraham, it's not so poshit. That means, if he's capable of duchening, and he doesn't duchen. So then he's over, a mitzvah to say. But what is happens by Ritzay? What happens by Ritzay? He told him to duchen, and he's standing there. He doesn't move. He doesn't budge. He doesn't budge. And then he said, Sh'ois chalavat chabiyiranam, right? He didn't budge. Now, so he's not allowed to go up. Zuktenbogen Avrom, if he didn't budge, he's not even nasei anymore. He can't say he's even nasei because since midarabonon, he's not permitted to duchen anymore. So then he won't be able to say, hey, so the Magen Avraham says, the whole din over here is, a person came over to him and he told him, go to Duchen, and he started walking towards the Duchen, and then he changed his mind. This person is Eva Mitzvah Sasei. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Kosem Magen Avraham. Tav kishoka raglo, bavoy, avon leoka raglo, vein reshoi lalo, kama besim ches. So therefore, vavta chazen korakoinim, shomol beferish lalo, shein Eva Masei. Could be he is over the Asay. When this is at the Rabbon and the Kedin, and Rabbi Yigi were told to do, there's a mitzvah there, I said. Tulubayv and Zemokuyev Lalis. They told him, Al-Kain, Yesh Li Zoyer, Shloy Li Yisos, the Beis HaKnesses. So my male, we have a Shaila, that could be at the Raisa. So my male, you shouldn't be in Shuk Desh Loi Lovi Lose. Well, the law is that you shouldn't be in shul. I feel you have a legitimate reason not to do mishum shleim love shul pogam. People say, oh, he's here, he's not doing it. The miyoda shleyoka raglov tas bavoide. That means, I feel you will say, according to the Magen Avraham, you're not allowed to go up. You shouldn't remain there because people will say you're not a kosher kohen. Oyim amruloi. Zeh koi gam. So he said, kohenim amruloi alitoi. When he wasn't like Shomrulay Bechutz, if he tell him outside, there's no thing but swim. Chaktabua Machab Elohir as long as they not come in the Din Beit Eves Kainim Shkei Chazan Bechlal Lachol Kainim. It's irrelevant. The mitzvah's essay is could be this came to three people, to the chazan, or Shomrulay Beprat Lalois, or someone privately told him, Abimei Shomrulay Hashevich Maim Lipo Yodav, he told him, wash your hands, the Maramez Gamkein, Abirkes Koinem. Kulam Bechlal Omoyo Lehem. God, the Mishnah Lohan Klaus Hashayla, but he has to tell him to wash his hands. Could be that side of Omoyo Lehem. Means you have to tell them something. The something doesn't have to be too explicit, but you have to tell them something. B'chol zamayri gam kev idasim agnav rom hanav shoker aglo b'avoyde. B'noid b'bir alochim. Kev gam kev dim omru v'esak nesus koinim shil koma b'ichas ritzei v'yoz b'ichol telak el raglo v'hi was before the end of ritzei v'yrotzer. So it means he still had an opportunity to even b'seh l'kulalme. Fine. Sif Gimel. Im olo pamachas b'yoyim ze, shuvi no'iver afilo omru le'ele. We just said before, if he was told to duchen that he's l'chuyim in a terah to duchen, but if he duchen once, he's not l'chuyim to duchen again. Shuvi no'iver, haino yisrami le'tzibur achine. There was another tzibur. Another tzibur came there, but tam kibin shekvar kim mitzvizu b'yem, so they chiyavte tere yoysa. O mikomo came, so that means that he's still there, now there's a new minion coming in. He's not b'chuyiv to duchen. Kibin shekvar kim mitzvizu b'yem, so they chiyavte tere yoysa. O mikomo came, im olo pam shaynis, tzarech levorech mitchil habrocha, shekisham nizvishos yishalaren. Tzivonu dal koponim oisa mitzvah. That's what the base of Isaac Nesesh is kvar nosa kapo. That means so others tell tzu by tefillin. That Allah is of a person who wore tefillin, he doesn't have to put on tefillin the whole day. If he wants to put it on again, there's no chiyuv, but he's mekayim a mitzvah. So the same thing over here. If I duchen today, I'm yaitze. But if I want to duchen again, there's no chiyuv, I have to make a broche. Siv dalet, kshekahanim, Einam roitzim lalais leduchen. What is if the kahanim don't want to duchen? We'll see in the Mishabura speaking about they have a legitimate reason for not wanting to duchen. They're very famatic, they're old, they're skenim, they're chaloshim. it's so it's not a push to avoid that they stretch out your head the whole time. So I'll go upon them. They don't want to do him. So Einam Frichen Lisha is good me base Knesset. They don't need the whole time out of the base Knesset. So then when they'll become Mechuyev, so they go out before. Aval, so theoretically they can be there till Kahanim and they'll go out before Kahanim and Shalom Al Yisrael. Aval Kedei Shalom Yoimru Shem Pagumim, but people will see them there the whole time and they're not going up. So people say, oh, Mr. Mother, say he's a cholo. Nogush lo yilakonus basic nesva sheidmu abirchis koinim. That means so they don't come back again. That means theoretically they should go out before Kahanim, then they can come back and be gebenched. But people will say that, oh, that the Pagumim, so that's why they remain out. שכאנם אינם רואיצים כדוין של חולו שכדוין. בראי במגנרום שכוסו בשם מותחי, שהייצה צריך לא צריך קודם שמסחיל ומרצה. If you go out, you go out before רצה, בטעם, כדי שלא יום ראשים פגומים. People will say that שלא יקרו ברצה, they're there by רצה, they don't go to the דוחם. וגם שאלבים הייצים הם לא יבואי ויום להם לעלוי, so it's better to go out before רצה. Because we are poskim, the psulim lalu is seduchim, a full of psulim the rabbonim. If a person is posel mi the rabbonim to do, what is a ben chalutz? A ben chalutz is a cholo mi the rabbonim. And tzrich and lotze fulchut, they don't have to go out. Here we're talking about that from the kosher kahanim. It's too hard for them to do him, so we told them to go out. But what if it's a person is posel mi the rabbonim? Duch shechazen koi rei koinim, ein kabonosi al a psulim. He doesn't mean the apostle of Koyanim. He's came away to fill him on the way before the Shalei. He told me to go up Shem Reis Knesset Rak Psulim. The Bevad Eka Vonus Hashli Yirtzi B'Shakir Kahanim Waleim. The Loch Ein Tzrich and Lalo Yitz Mein Reim and Basay. The Ein Om Nim Noim Mitzad Natsumam. That means the Israel Kaysa Vorchus mean you have to bench. But if the Chachomim are saying that you're not allowed to bench, so then there's no issa. Yishkecho ma'aked dobe b'sheva al-chase. Da'inem ni'moy mitzadat l'cho mimono wa issa. Yishkech b'yodem las issa. U'mikol bokeim. Ve'ein b'veis ha'knesel kanem acher ma'akevu ha'psulim d'rabonon. If there's only psulim here mitzad ila rabbi sheyeitzu l'chutz koidem r'tzei. Because why do you need this whole thing? Yishkecho chomem la'aked dobe minatayr b'sheva al-chase. Go out. So they should only go out before Kahanim. Before he says Kahanim. But the minig is they don't come in because people say, Shem, Gumim, Rotzaloyma, B'nei Perushe, U'B'nei Chalutzeh.